And we're coming up on the end of President Trump's first 100 days in office. So this week, we're asking lawmakers to weigh in on how the president's doing. Last night, he backed away from his insistence that funding for a border wall be part of a temporary spending bill that must pass by Saturday to keep the government running. Tomorrow, the president will reportedly present a tax reform plan that's expected to call for lowering the corporate tax rate from 35 to 15%. And there's talk of a compromise to put GOP health care reform back on the agenda. So joining us by Skype, Congressman Tom Garrett, a Republican from Virginia. He sits on the House Homeland Security Committee and is a member of the Freedom Caucus. And Congressman, you've told us you have faith the wall will eventually be built and a Republican health care bill will pass. So start with the president's foreign policy. Are you concerned about a saber rattling in North Korea or airstrikes in Syria?
Yeah, so I've been very hesitant to continue the acceleration of American engagement in Syria. We outlined very early on sort of our policy that we shouldn't engage in regime change activities without being able to realistically articulate the improvement that will come about as a result of the regime change. Having said that, all indicators are that Assad used chemical weapons on his own population to include a disproportionate number of women and children. So I think that response was appropriate. As it relates to North Korea, I wish that we could do an entire segment. I wish that I could tell you everything I knew, but we are facing a paradigm unseen at least since the Cuban Missile Crisis and perhaps ever in human history. Kim has indicated a great willingness to engage not only in the further development of nuclear weapons, but in rhetoric intimating a first strike. If I lived in Seoul, if I lived in Tokyo, I wouldn't sleep well at night. But this is a very, very real threat that would exist no matter who was in the White House. It's an interesting paradigm to consider that any sort of first strike option would be wrought with political hell. But the alternative may be waiting to see Tokyo or Seoul or, God forbid, Los Angeles subject to a nuclear first strike. And again, I'm not overplaying this.
Well, no, I don't think you are. But so that prompts the question, given that, shouldn't the rhetoric be ratcheted down? I mean, do you want to see another American president draw a line in the sand that then someone dares them to cross?
Well, I'll tell you this. If I thought that we could act militarily and remove the North Korean nuclear threat without the loss of millions of lives, I would support it today. Again, this keeps me up at night more so than just about anything we've discussed. And I'm not blaming prior administration, although I have on several other issues. This has been lingering for years. President Trump has inherited a really, really, really tough situation. Again, an American military first strike sounds horrible until you contemplate that as opposed to the complete obliteration of a massive modern city of innocent people. And that's not beyond the realm of possibility right now. That's how bad this is.
Do you think President Trump, who has said several times on the job in these first 100 days, gee, I didn't realize this was so hard when it came to health care. And gee, I didn't realize that China really might not be a manipulator. Do you think, given your concerns about North Korea, is he the man, the person for the job right now?
You know, those comments from President Trump are not disheartening to me, but heartening. The fact that he's willing to make those sort of human admissions that, yeah, there's a lot going on here. This is tougher than I thought tells me, A, there's some humility there, which, you know, is refreshing.
What about his thin skin?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I see a lot different guy in small groups than I do in front of the camera. I candidly would do a lot of things differently as it relates to, you know, back and forth with Mark Cuban on Twitter or Rosie O'Donnell or what have you. I think that's wasted energy. But he's the president of the United States. I can count on, you know, maybe both hands how many professional pundits thought that was going to happen, you know, say November 5th of 2016. So he must be doing something right.
What grade do you give him?
Ooh, wow. B minus. There are a lot of things that could have been done better. If I were he, I would have come first with the tax reform package. I think if he were to start with corporate tax reform, if he says 15 and the Democrats say 28, and the Freedom Caucus says 20, and Paul Ryan says 25, we pick a number in the middle, and we can all say, hey, we got what we wanted. Take that victory lap, sort of encourage the American electorate that progress is being made. But I think generally we're headed in the right direction. He's certainly shown a lot more flexibility than a lot of folks, myself included, thought he'd show on things like that border wall funding. Messaging has been poor. But, yeah, I think by and large, We're pointing the direction he indicated he was going to point us. And I think good things are happening. I think the economic numbers are bearing that out. I think we'll see economic growth and And I think it's going to be successful for 4 years.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Tom Garrett, a Republican from Virginia.